German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer says a U.S. plan to speed the transfer of power to Iraqis is a very important step forward. Fischer made the comments here in Washington after talks with Secretary of State Colin Powell. Over the weekend, the U.S. announced a faster timetable for transferring power in Iraq. It was something Germany and France long had proposed, but the U.S. rejected. Yesterday, Fischer said he was not in town to say, "We told you so."
No, that's not the question. I mean, we have to look forward whether we were in favor of the war in Iraq or not. I mean, we are now in the same boat because we have to win the peace together. If we fail, and I mean we, then I think this will have serious consequences for the United States and for Europe. So we appreciate that the U.S. government now is moving forward together with the governing council. Hopefully there will be also a role for the United Nations to back these processes and give these processes a broader legitimacy.
Your country wanted a wider role for the United Nations and other international organizations in Iraq, but the United Nations, the Red Cross, the World Bank, and others have all but pulled out because of security concerns.
Of course, the security situation is very complicated, but I think they can play and they must play, not only in humanitarian issues, a strong role. The real source of strength of the United Nations is legitimacy, and therefore I think we will move forward with the discussions which role they can play, and I think it's a very important role.
What is Germany prepared to do in Iraq?
Well, we are ready to contribute, especially in humanitarian relief and also in reconstruction. The Chancellor promised the President that we are ready to train police. We are training the police in Afghanistan quite successfully, I think. And we are ready also to train military personnel outside of Iraq, of the new Iraqi army. But our main focus is Afghanistan. I mean, we are the biggest, after the United States, the biggest troop contributor in Afghanistan.
Is there something else the United States could be doing to improve international support for what it's doing in Iraq?
Well, I think the last decisions are going to the right direction, and we have written it in the relevant resolutions of the Security Council after the war. It's in the hand of the coalition. But on the other side, I think it's very important that the development will lead to the spirit of liberation and not of occupation. This is a basic political issue. With a common effort based on recent initiatives, we can move forward.
Chancellor Schroeder will be visiting the United States this week, but he won't be meeting with President Bush. Isn't that a sign that the U.S.-German relationship still isn't back on track?
No. He has an invitation to New York City, and the relationship between the Chancellor and the financial community in New York is crucial. And parallel to that, President Bush is in London for a state visit. So we had our difficulties, but this was in the past. I think after the meeting of the President and the Chancellor in New York City during the General Assembly, the relationships are pretty good now.
There are a lot of protesters against the president's visit to London. How serious is the breach between Europe and the United States over Iraq?
Of course, I mean, I wouldn't name that a breach. I mean, we had differences and sometimes also different perspectives, but this is nothing new. I mean, we had that during the Cold War, several serious disputes between the European side of the transatlantic relationship and the American side. The transatlantic relationship is based on the same interest. So based on this common interest, I think what we need is a strategic debate and a renewed NATO, and I'm sure we share these interests on both sides of the Atlantic.
Is Germany still upset about Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld referring to France and Germany as old Europe?
Well, no, I mean, I'm now four decades in politics, and he's a very outspoken Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, so I don't take that serious.
Do you see the European Union as a necessary counterweight to U.S. power?
No, definitely not. Europe is not directed against the United States. I mean, you went four times to war to defend your interests in Europe, in the First World War, in the Second World War, against threats from the German Reich at that time. You defended us for five decades against the hegemonial threat of the Soviet Union. And even in the 90s, the United States had come back to Europe with troops and solved the problems in the Balkans. This was not stopped by the Europeans, but it was stopped by the United States. So this lesson, I think, is very important. So an integrated United Europe is never directed against the United States. But if we would split, and a counterweight policy would mean to split from the United States, this will lead us in Europe into a disaster, but also in the 21st century, I think both sides will lose. It would be foolish.
The Foreign Minister of Germany, Joschka Fischer, is meeting this week with Bush administration and other Washington officials.